Hello and welcome to Movies with My Dad, the podcast where I, film critic Tina Cacadelis, take my dad Stratus to the movies. This week we saw 28 Years Later, directed by Danny Boyle, starring Jodie Comer, Ralph Fiennes, and Aaron Taylor Johnson. Join us on the spoiler-filled car ride home.
Okay, it's recording again. I don't know why
that
happened.
Was it recording before?
I don't know.
So we don't know if it was recorded or not.
No.
All right, Tina. What movie did you take me to tonight?
Is it...
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
Technology.
You're the youth.
I know. Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, yes, it's still recording. Okay, hi. What movie did we see?
I asked you that already.
You're getting there, the first take.
28-something. Days, months, years.
Just think about
it. Eons. 28 days later.
You think all of that.
28 years
later. You think
later?
That man built that bone temple in 28 days?
No.
Great.
But it said 28 days later at some point.
At the very end.
So I thought that was part.
After he dropped the baby off.
Okay.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
So, it's a zombie movie. Ish?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Sequel.
Did you get the name yet?
28 days. Years.
There you go.
28 years. So a sequel to what?
28 days, and then 28 weeks, and now we're at 28 years.
No, there were two before this?
Yes. So you've seen none. You're coming in cold.
I'm coming
in
very cold.
That's fine. I don't think you really needed
anything. No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think that you did. How did you feel?
So how long ago... Wait. How long ago?
It was not actually 28 years. Okay. I think it's like 2002, maybe.
Oh, so it's been a substantial amount of time since
yes.
the first one.
Yeah, yeah. And then the second one was like 2011, I think.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Same director, same anything else?
I don't. Danny Boyle did it.
Sure. Who's that?
He did Slumdog Millionaire. He has a crazy filmography.
I've heard of him. Love that movie, I mean.
And then Alex Garland wrote it, but I don't think you've seen any. Oh, Ex Machina?
Yes, but no memory of it.
Great. But no, none of these characters are present in...
Was the director, though, present in the first one?
Okay. Yes.
And the writer from the first one?
I don't remember if Alex wrote the first one or the second one. I don't remember what he did.
Were they just as... unique?
So this is all shot on an iPhone.
Oh, come on.
That's their whole shtick. Part of it.
What'd they shoot the first one on?
A camcorder, I believe. It's crazy. This, I have to show you the rig when we park, but the, you know how like some of the scenes, it felt like, especially when they were fighting the little guys, it felt like it just like shifted a couple inches over in the same perspective. Did you notice that?
No.
Okay, great. I'm
so
glad.
Too busy looking at the zombies.
Anyway, so they built this rig that had like 28 iPhones mounted on this massive arc.
Oh my word, really?
It's crazy. I gotta show you it.
Wait, so you still haven't given a synopsis of what the movie is.
It's bad.
It's bad?
No, I mean life is bad.
Life is bad.
The rage virus from the first one.
So we're in the UK.
They all are.
Okay.
Because they've contained it.
The entire island. Do we know if Ireland also got the rage?
I don't think so.
Although it showed like a containment zone that looked like it covered all of both islands.
I don't remember, and I was not really paying attention.
What caused this rage?
A monkey.
A monkey?
Yeah, so in the first one, a bunch of essentially like PETA protesters broke in, tried to liberate some monkeys, and the scientist was like, no, please don't do it, because like it's infected and we're all gonna die if you let this monkey out. And they were like, doesn't matter, we're doing it anyway. They caused the infection.
So a modified version of Planet of the Apes.
Sure. I don't know what happened to Planet of the Apes. It's been a long time.
It was a bunch of monkeys in a research facility that broke out and
You're talking about the new Planet of the Apes?
Well,
that is the beginning.
The same story.
I forgot.
There's nothing different about it. Yes.
Forgot. Yeah. Okay, so did you like it?
I was entertained throughout.
Okay.
Because I didn't know where it was going.
Mr. Anti-Horror Man.
It wasn't a horror movie.
This is a horror movie.
It was more a suspense movie.
I'm going to throw myself off of this.
Was it not more of a
suspense
movie?
No, it's a horror. It's a true blue horror movie.
Didn't feel horror. It didn't turn my stomach. It didn't make me just go, oh, no more. That's more suspense.
That's a slasher. You don't like slashers. You might like horror. As a broader genre.
As your sister would say, doubt.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so why did you like this one?
Well, there was a...
Sick of it?
Well, I don't understand. I guess this is a story of somebody that lost their mother through cancer.
Okay.
Right? That's what all of this is built around?
Are you talking about, like, the writer?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was a catharsis?
No, I think... Cathartic? It could be, but I think it also could be that this kid, for much of his life...
Why is there a small child running by themselves in the street?
There's a parent.
Oh, there's a parent, right there. Okay.
There's
I thought the zombie started.
Adults. Oh, my goodness. I think it's more so to impact this kid that, like, death exists... Like, Ray finds his character saying that death exists in different ways. And that, like, he is very used to, like, the people who are so, so old who are dying. And then the people who are not viewed as people anymore who are getting arrows to the head. Those are his two understandings of death.
I think the dad got short shrifted in this film.
The dad sucked.
I didn't think so at all.
The dad sucked.
Why?
The dad was pushing
Living
his kid before he was ready. Unnecessarily, there was no reason for the 12-year-old to be going to the mainland.
Yes, there was.
No, they said that there is no reason that most of the time they wait till they're 15 or 16. And he said, no, my son's a manly boy.
He said, my son's ready.
And he's not.
He was.
Oh, my God.
He had his first kill
at
12.
You're going to go punch a wall when you get home or what?
It's a post-apocalyptic world.
And they were fine living in their isolation.
Actually, I'm not sure I understood why they needed to leave the island. They seemed like they had everything they needed.
They said they scavenge.
But they've been scavenging for years.
I would assume for wood, because they don't have...
Oh, Dad did say something about you're going to come here and work
yeah.
and cut trees down.
Yeah. But the dad was a very violent man.
I wouldn't say he was...
He slapped the kid! What are you talking about?
Okay.
He took joy in murdering the infected.
He has to kill the zombies. What do you
Ray
want from Fiennes
this line? Didn't.
Well, see, so there's another
story. That's why they showed the two differing father figures.
But they didn't explain how Ray Fiennes survived.
Because he's a doctor.
Covering himself in iodine.
He covers himself in iodine, and he drugs them with morphine, and then he runs away.
He used the tools
he had. They come by sound. No, the dad was going to kill for sport.
He only had
the tool
that he
had, which was a... And he wanted his son to kill
for
sport. Oh my God.
I need to take you out to the woods to teach you how to hunt, Tina.
Yeah, because you know how to hunt. My goodness.
I've shown you how to hunt for good restaurants in faraway
yeah,
towns.
For sure. I'm
all
so
across
that
the country.
Will really help when the apocalypse hits and the infected and the rage virus comes.
Well, the first thing you do is go straight to St. Louis to get some Ted Drews.
Oh my God. And die trying for essentially a Dairy Queen milkshake.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
What? So you liked it? Are you
going to
watch the other two?
I don't know. Are they as good as this was?
No.
Well, then
With
no.
all due respect to Danny
This was
Boyle.
Entertaining all the way through.
This was much more of an emotional
story. I didn't know what was going on.
There
was emotional. Although I really loved how it ended.
You did. The ending is very controversial.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like it. Why do you like it? Do you know who his figure was supposed to be?
Yeah, it was the kid from the opening sequence.
I meant in real life.
Oh.
Jimmy Savile. He's dressed as Jimmy Savile, the very famous British guy who's like super nasty child porn dude.
Oh. That's not fair. Well, how is that possible?
What do you mean? I don't know. So, okay. Okay, let me fill you in. So there's this movie that just came out.
I feel like
Hush.
You set me up for that.
I didn't. I didn't know you would like the ending. I thought you were going to be like the people behind us who thought it was so stupid.
Well, it made no sense, but I still...
Okay,
I
so
want
we
to
have
see the
this,
next movie with that crew.
So we have this movie coming out that just came, the one that we just saw. Yes. Then there's part two coming out in January.
Oh, so there will be one.
Yes, there's going to be two more.
With Jimmy.
With Jimmy. Do you know who played Jimmy?
No idea.
You've already seen him in a movie this year.
That's fine. I have no idea.
Remember the white boy in Sinners? White boy vampire?
Yes.
That's him. That's Jack O'Connell. Big fan.
I mean, it was good in Sinners. He didn't have much to do here.
Highly billed, though, I noticed, for not having much to do.
Oh, you mean in the credits?
Yeah. Do you know who the mom was?
Oh, yeah. I love her. Comer?
Yeah.
Jody?
Look at you.
Hey, look at that. I loved Killing Eve.
Yeah, you did stick around to the end. I you and like the lesbians. Nobody else. I didn't even stick around to the end. Okay, great. So you like horror now. Great. My job here is done.
It didn't feel horror. I felt suspense.
Dad. So horror
I wasn't
can
scared
be suspenseful.
Anywhere in there. I wasn't
you
shocked.
You weren't? I was very unsettled. I cried.
I don't think I was even unsettled. I was trying
to figure
out...
I didn't like
out,
the boots poem.
I was that trying was to figure out the mystery.
What's the mystery?
The whole thing, because having just been dropped into this world, I had no idea.
But I don't think you needed the other ones.
I love the alpha guys.
I did.
Who had the need to rip off your head and pull out your spine, regardless if you're a human or an animal.
I was wondering why I was able... On Letterboxd, you can pick, like, the poster you want, and one of them was just a spine. And I was like, well, let me just pick that one for me. And now I know why. I was sitting there in the movie and thinking to myself, why is this so divisive? I feel like this, like, until we got to the very end. And then we got to the end and I was like, oh, I do see why people are upset.
So, I guess of the ending?
Mm-hmm. People don't like the ending.
Well, they don't know what it's bringing in the future.
Yeah, and I think that,
I feel like it left it like, huh, I think I want to know more about that.
Right, and I think if they didn't already have two in the works, I would be kind of frustrated. Because I think that they had written all the scripts before they even...
Oh, shot this one?
Yeah. So, Danny Boyle directed this one. He's not directing the second one. He's directing the third one. Nia DaCosta, who directed the new Candyman movie that came out a couple years ago. Like, the you don't know what Candyman is.
No, I just know the Sammy Davis Jr. song. Insert clip here.
We don't have the rights. No. I won't. But I'm intrigued. I really like this one. I thought the little boy was great.
Kid was phenomenal.
He was very good.
I feel like he also aged like 2 years while we were watching.
You don't think watching your mom die and then like placing her skull on top of a mountain
of
skulls ages you?
I know,
no,
I mean, literally
you?
The child aged. He looked older by the last scene to me.
He's been through some shit.
Yeah, but it's only been... Hey, now you gotta bleep that.
Well... I don't really have much editing to do in this one because you've just been flying and you sped home somehow.
There was no traffic. There were no zombies on the street.
Okay. So we have an email that I've kept from you.
Oh.
Do you want to rate this? What do you want to... You want to rate this as spines?
Skulls.
Skulls and spines?
I will give it a solid 3.85.
Just my resolve a straight gets weaker. Right there. my resolve gets weaker every day. What's that? A chair? Oh, a rocking chair.
Hey, stop looking at the trash that's out there.
I was raised
dumpster
by
diving,
you.
I know.
I think I'll give it a 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Okay, now let me go to this. Oh, the Cubs are getting stomped right now. Okay, our good friend, MR. Do you remember MR? They've written to us a couple times.
Yes.
We have responded to their email about if people who listen watch the movie, but that was on an episode that we haven't released yet because...
Oh, sorry, MR. Is that the one that we
they've written to us a couple
for
times.
The future?
Yeah, they've written to us a couple times. They've written to us again.
Yes, but I feel bad that we didn't... She? He? I can't... She.
I don't think we know pronouns.
They?
Yes, they.
Didn't know that we actually responded to he, she, they months ago.
Just say they.
That's can't do that.
Oh my Dad, they're going to think that problem. They're going to think that you're like
No, I'm married to a copy editor.
Non-binary phobic.
I have nothing to do with that. I'm married to a copy editor. You can't do
And you plural. Use perfect grammar?
No.
Now you're taking a stand?
I'm not making a stand. It's just hard to do. Anyways, continue.
Say you're sorry and that you like the gays.
Absolutely.
Great.
All right, MR.
Okay, so they're writing about Bring Her Back. Do you remember Bring Her Back?
That was a horror movie. Wait a minute. Something about, oh, bring her back from the dead of some... Oh, yes. Now I remember that. Oh, I wish I didn't remember that. Oh, that just brought back a lot of bad memories. MR, don't do that to me.
They weren't surprised you didn't like it. They really liked it, though.
Really liked that, too, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Ugh. I'd love to chew on a knife sometime.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you reminded me of that.
They do think that the themes of grief have been overdone in horror movies, but they agree that what they did a good job with it. I think we're all overdoing grief because I think we're all still like reeling from COVID messing all of us up for all those years and all the loss and everything. That's my two cents of why grief is such a...
All right, using that logic, that would imply that after World War II, all the movies would be about grief. And they weren't.
A lot of them were.
Okay, some of them were.
I could also point to a bunch of movies not about grief now. Okay, they also love Sally Hawkins, and that...
Is that the mother?
Yes. And that she always gets movies with themes about water, which she was in The Shape of Water. Did you see The Shape of Water?
I did. I can't remember anything other than a green guy in a bathtub.
Yeah, she bangs him.
Yeah, I remember okay. that.
And then they said, P.S. Happy Pride Month. So how do you feel after dunking on... how much you hate they/them pronouns that they just wish
it's
happy pride.
It's just a language issue. It has nothing to do with people and them.
Say happy pride.
Happy pride.
Okay. That's it.
That's it. Thank you, MR.
Okay.
Someday you'll get to hear the other reply.
Probably. I mean.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it for this week's episode of Movies with My Dad. You can find all of our episodes on movieswithmydad.com or the streaming platform of your choosing. You can also send us an email at movieswithmydadpod@gmail.com. My dad is desperate to hear from you. You can find me, Tina, on Blue Sky at Tina Cacadellis or on Letterboxd at Tina_DOCX. You can find my dad at the local Lowe's. Tune in next week when we head back to the movies.